ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
It's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning to you, Patricia.
In athletics, the World Anti-Doping Agency will introduce new procedures to ensure no repeat of the so-called Peter Bowl disaster.
Patricia, disaster is how the Athletics Integrity Unit Chair, David Howman, an international and independent voice, described Peter Bowl's erroneous positive finding and suspension. On behalf of most of Australia, the Federal Minister for Sport, Annika Wells, sought an explanation from WADA as to what caused the wrong. The carefully worded statement from WADA makes no reference to Sport Integrity Australia's involvement in the error, but accepts technical changes, which come into effect in June, were necessary to strengthen the expertise required to support the rendering of a positive repo case. Now, repo is recombinant erythropoietin, long banned in sport, but still controversial because of doubt about testing procedures. The WADA statement continues, this reflects efforts towards further improvement and harmonisation of laboratory-related anti-doping rules and activities, which I think we can all take as code for we got it wrong. There's still the matter of Sport Integrity Australia's overzealous prosecution of the Bowl case when there was so much doubt, and no doubt the Minister is also pressing hard on that matter. As we've seen a couple of times already this week, a person's reputation is among their most precious possessions. While Wilder's statement didn't quite say it, I think we can all safely say now that as he prepares for the Paris Olympics, Peter Bowl isn't and never was a drug cheat, Patricia.
In swimming, Molly O'Callaghan made a big statement of intent ahead of the Olympics at the Australian Swimming Championships last night.
Patricia, the world champion beat a top field, and I mean a top field, we'll get to that in a minute, to take the 100 metres freestyle last night. But she was disappointed that she hadn't gone faster, and she says that's something she intends to remedy at the Olympic qualifying events in June, there in Brisbane, and later on in Paris. The final of the 100 metres included five world-class swimmers over that distance, with Meg Harris doing a PB to be second, Olympic gold medalist Emma McKeon, no less, coming third ahead of Shayna Jack, all within the qualifying time necessary for Paris. So that puts them in good stead ahead of the actual qualifying Olympic qualifiers in June. And Brianna Throssell was fifth, and a woman by the name of Kate Campbell, whom you might have heard of, sixth, was a top-class field indeed, and says a lot about the talent that's in Australian swimming at the moment, Patricia.
Yeah, there's no shortage. In tennis, Alex de Minaur has ended Rafael Nadal's comeback at the Barcelona Open.
Yeah, look, Patricia, de Minaur has his own Spanish heritage, so I guess he's born to be at home on clay. He won in two sets against the ageing king of the Tierra, Batida, who is returning to his sport after hip injury. Of course, he withdrew from the Australian Open early this year because of that. In the first set, which de Minaur won 7-5, there were patches of the Nadal genius. In the second set, not so much, the score 6-1. De Minaur now plays the emerging Frenchman Arturo Fiz, while Nadal's future, well, still a little bit uncertain. Will he play the Madrid Open? And then the French, a lot of people are hoping yes, and I guess not the least of those is a bloke by the name of Rafael Nadal, Patricia.
In the AFL, a forced change for the Bulldogs ahead of tonight's game against St Kilda.
Yeah, Patricia, Jamara Ugle-Hagan, 2020's number one draft pick and, well, arguably Footscray's best player in the brittle performance against Essendon last weekend, has withdrawn for personal reasons. In comes Rory Lobb, the former and, you might say in some ways, current giant. He's 207 centimetres, allowing the Bulldogs to continue with their plan to stretch the Saints' defence with a tall forward line. Lobb has been in pretty good form in the VFL competition, but until the Ugle-Hagan decision wasn't part of coach Luke Beveridge's short-term plans for his tall forward line. Now he gets the chance to change all that short and long-term, or tall firm, I suppose. St Kilda will be without one of its premier talls too. Max King's knee injury, while not as bad as first thought, won't allow him to play tonight in a game which, even at this stage of the season, it's only round six, has a lot of must-win about it. 11th against 12th after the lacklustre performance against Essendon. All sorts of rumours are swirling about troubles in the 11th place Craggers camp. Well, St Kilda coach Ross Lyon has the difficult job to get his players up again after a one-point loss to GWS, and that's never easy. And news from the AFLW, the competition has a new general manager, the banker Emma Moore, taking over from Nicole Livingston, the swimmer, and one of Moore's first roles is to release the new competition schedule. That's expected to be done in June, Patricia.
Very interesting to see. In rugby league, the Roosters are almost back to full strength for tonight's NRL game against Melbourne.
Almost. Patricia, with champion fullback James Tedesco over his concussion, allowing Joey Manu to return to his more accustomed centre position. However, halfback Sam Walker is going to miss another week, so Luke Kirry remains at number seven. East will be feeling good about themselves, having beaten Newcastle last weekend, despite being so short-staffed. But Storm, sitting in second on four and against, they always feel good about themselves. So I enjoy watching both these teams. So not a bad game of Thursday night footy coming up, Patricia.
Not a bad game. In surfing, Molly Picklum made it through to the quarterfinal at Margaret River yesterday, despite the poor conditions.
Very ordinary conditions yesterday. Picklum's round of 16 heat was delayed a couple of times while they waited for some waves, and just all these people staring in a generally westward direction, seeing if any were coming. They did get underway, and when they did, she managed to beat the American Elisa Spencer. Thereafter, conditions deteriorated again and the day was abandoned, leaving Sally Fitzgibbon still trying to keep her season alive if and when the waves return today. And Patricia, just repeating our story from early this morning, following the review requested by the Federal Minister for Sport, Annika Wells, after the so-called Peter Bowl disaster, the World Anti-Doping Authority will introduce changes to the procedures for testing for EPO in June. I think they're further showing Bowl's positive test and suspension were errors, Patricia.
Yeah, that had huge consequences for him, absolutely. Thank you very much, Warwick. Speak to you tomorrow.
Good on you, Patricia.
Warwick Hatfield there.